angry at being denied boarding passes to Tel Aviv. Over 600 European supporters of the Palestinian cause had planned to visit the West Bank and Jerusalem al-Quds.
This is an invitation we have to go to Bethlehem. All of us were invited by the cultural center called Al-Arad.
But as they arrived at their airports, such as London, Paris, Geneva and Brussels, they were denied check-in and boarding under the orders of Israel. Israel has issued a notice to all airlines, asking them to refuse carrying blacklisted passengers, that is, these passengers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has insisted that it has the right to prevent entry of whom he called disruptors and provocateurs. But these passengers say not only they have the right to leave their own borders, but also Israel's actions are illegal.
We can see that Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport is under Israeli occupation now. And also, Israel is showing that there is not only one siege, one blockade on Gaza, but there is a siege on the whole Palestine, on the West Bank too.
Over the past few weeks and months, Israel has blocked humanitarian flotillas from entering Gaza, with many of them now blocked in Greek waters. The demonstrators right behind me say they will not stop this time and that more demonstrations are on the way to protest against Israel's blockade of Gaza. But for these demonstrators, being blacklisted by Israel is a sharp reminder of the Second World War.
All of
this for me is a reminder of the Nazi period, when French authorities agreed to hunt blacklisted Jews. The only difference this time is that it's we and our Palestinian friends. Frankly, I'm ashamed of my country.
These passengers say they will take up the matter at the United Nations. Anastasia Proy, Press TV, Paris.